Government Survey System.
Also known as the Rectangular Survey System and the Public Lands Survey System, PLSS. The Government Survey System was adopted by Congress in 1785. After the American Revolution, the United States government was deep in debt and needed a way to compensate Revolutionary War soldiers for their service. The government saw the sale of Western lands as a way of accomplishing both. As a result, the government needed to survey and account for the vast lands to the west, commonly referred to as the Western Frontier. The concept behind the system is the overlay of a grid upon the land, much like a chessboard. Each of the squares in the grid is given a name. Having drawn the grid pattern, the name assigned to each square will describe all of the property within. A grid system needs a reference point, which is known as an initial point. Throughout the United States, 91 initial points have been established. Once the initial point is located, a north-south line is drawn and is referred to as the principal meridian. An east-west line is drawn through the initial point and is referred to as a baseline. Working from the initial point, surveyors establish north-south lines at 6-mile intervals, known as range lines. They also establish east-west lines at 6-mile intervals, known as township lines. The township and range lines establish the grid or chessboard discussed earlier. The resulting square units of land are called townships and are each 6 miles by 6 miles, or 36 square miles. The name of a township comes from its location in the grid. In the example, the township highlighted is located 2 townships to the south of the baseline and 3 townships to the west of the principal meridian. Therefore, the name of the township is Township 2 South, Range 3 West, which is noted as T2SR 3W. Each township is further divided into sections, each being 1 square mile. Each township has 36 1-square-mile sections. Each section contains 640 acres of land. The land described in your module is Section 14. Its full description is Section 14, T2SR 3W. Smaller tracts of land may be described by position in the section. For example, the north 1/2 of Section 14 or the southeast 1/4 of Section 14. Follow along with the examples in your module. Example 1. Describe the northwest quarter of Section 6, Township 2 South, Range 3 West of the Louisiana Meridian. Notice that to locate a property on a plat, the description is read from right to left. Given a description, one would first locate the map for the Louisiana Meridian from the plat. The township, T2SR3W, would be located. Within the township, the NW 1/4 would be located. Fractions of a section are divided into quarter and 1/2 units only. For descriptions of smaller tracts of land, the section is further divided into halves and quarters. Example 2. Describe the west half of the northwest quarter of the section described in Example 1. Because the west half to be described is situated in the northwest quarter, most of the description is already known. Northwest quarter, Section 6, Township 2, South Range 3, West Louisiana Meridian. Building upon that description, divide the northwest quarter in half as follows. The resulting description is W, half NW, quarter section 6, Township 2, South Range 3, West Louisiana Meridian. Informal reference. The most commonly used informal reference to a parcel of land is the street address. While the street address allows the property to be easily located, it is not a valid legal description because it lacks any detail about corners, boundaries, and quantity of property described. Except for some leases, the street address is never used as a legal description.